Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Thursday's Tip Edition. Do you need some advice? Need some ideas to improve a specific situation, whether in the world around you or just an individual fix? Well, that's what Thursday's Tip is all about. I don't just tell you how to do it, but I'll always offer a couple of tips on things you can do to succeed in the process. Thursday's Tips are geared towards making us feel empowered, starting from the inside out. So, what are you waiting for? Come on in and let me share a couple of tips with you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Thursday's Tip episode. This is the Matters of the Heart podcast. I talk about inspiration, motivation, wellness, and mind peacefulness here. I share experience, advice, and knowledge to help you as well as myself, because I'm still learning too, improve our life and learn more. The content is always 100% positive, and your cheerful host on this beautiful journey is me, Rashonda. Welcome, welcome again. If this is your first time, or if you've been here from the beginning listening to the podcast, thank you so much. I'm glad you're here and took the time to stop by and sit with me. I appreciate your time so much that I don't want to waste it. So today's episode is going to be short and sweet. So while July is here, this is the perfect time to finally focus on ourselves, our health, and what we need and want. Before you know it, in the blink of an eye, this year is going to say sayonara and we're going to start all over again. But why not start now? So today's topic is don't get stuck, pass the buck. Don't get stuck, pass the buck. Have you ever heard the saying, you've bitten off more than you can chew? I'm sure you have, and if you're like me, you've done it more times than you care to admit, okay? I know I have numerous times, and I will talk about that and give you a couple of tips that can help you finally pass the buck. And let's focus on us for a change, and no, that is not selfish. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. So here we are. It is officially July 2022, and in 5 more months, we will all be singing the New Year's anthem, Auld Lang Syne. I hope I said that right. Or sitting at home and watching the ball drop to expose the new year, 2023. That's almost like, I can't even believe I'm saying that really. Like 2023 in like 5 more months. Wow. But what are we going to do? Wait until the new year to make another unaccomplished resolution? Well, I don't know about you, but I tend to not stick to the ever so faithful resolution. It is out the window before February can say, hello, beautiful. Coming into 2022, I was ready to jump on the ball and get some fasting done, okay? My eating habits on track and eventually throw exercise into the mix. But I needed a good start. And I am telling you, once you have been off your game for a while, and that is with anything, starting can be a beast, right? So I got on the bandwagon of everyone who had the same thing in mind as me, you know, to try to get a little motivation. And it seemed like everyone was fasting. Everyone was working out. Everyone was starting some detox. Everybody was exercising. So what did Rashonda do? I committed myself to go on everyone's fast, everyone's detox and exercise regime. I was fasting for 21 days, which is about 3 weeks over here, and was going to turn around and fast with these other people a week after. Then another person was doing a 40-day liquid fast, so I said after the other two fasts were over, I was going to get on that boat as well. I told myself that I wanted to increase my spiritual knowledge by reading more. This also included regular reading. So I started reading this devotional one group put out in the morning, reading another one somebody else put out at night. I had determined I was going to read the book of Isaiah within a month's time, which is impossible, but I had picked out certain chapters that I was going to do. So I was going to get started reading that, reading a regular book on my break, and one before bed. I had started a night routine with my skincare. I had committed to praying 3 times a day. I was going to take myself on a date once a month. I was uploading on YouTube to my inspiration channel. And yeah, whew, if that made you crazy, I'm out of breath over here. Just think how it made me feel. Listen, I was doing too much. This was all the stuff I had written down the beginning of the year. About a week or so before July hit, I thought I'd look at that list and seeing that I had completed only 1 or 2 things. It was then that I realized, girl, you overextended and wanted to overachieve, didn't you? Like, you was really trying to do something, but I could not do it. I had to either pass the buck, which means shift responsibility, or let it go. And guess what? I let it all go. It's not that I wasn't doing anything. I just started doing me things. I made a resolution or promise to myself that I would pass the buck, or the load, as you can say. And like everything else I determined to do, that promise also went out the window. This is one of those lessons that I should have learned a long, long time ago, but I didn't. Some lessons come by the hard way, and that is what my mom used to tell me growing up. She'd say, sometimes you have to learn the hard way, and I never knew what she truly meant by those words. However, being an adult now, and as I look back, that is how most of my life lessons were learned. The hard way. I have a tendency of taking on too much, and that's little too much of anything, like anything, whether it's something to do at work, church, the kids, and so forth. For some reason, I become a superwoman, and voila, I take it on and get it done. And that's stretching it. Even if it means I'm overwhelmed, I still take it on. Another thing I do is obligate myself to too many things. I say yes before I can give myself time to think it through, and then find myself complaining during it as I'm swearing up and down that I am never going to do it again, such as the impossible list and trends I was following and trying to do at the beginning of the year. While I was doing all those things to which were other people's regimes, none of it fit me or made me happy. What it did was made me crazy. Once I reevaluated my crazy list, I realized none of those things either fit my schedule or made me feel fulfilled. Truth be told, having a lot of things going on made me feel as though I was really squashing goals, but all I was really doing was wearing myself thin. Whether you made a list of to-dos at the beginning of the year or not, in any event, you have to ask yourself what's realistic and what's not. Having 100 things on your list to complete within the next 6 months is exhausting. Find what works for you and what is truly making you happy. After looking over my list, I figured out that I didn't need to do all those things to feel accomplished. I then started thinking of things that made me feel happy about doing it and not obligated. And I feel so much better because I'm doing me. If it makes me happy, I'll do it. And if it doesn't, it gets a quick next as we embark on these next 5.5 months, which are left in this year. We must get to the point where we should say enough is enough and start saying no to others and yes to you. And you don't have to wait until the ball drops to start. Are you a victim of not passing the buck? Or doing just a little too much and not getting in enough of you time because you're way too busy following everyone else's ideas? Well, I'll be right back with a couple of short tips that will give you something to ponder the next time you make a goal list, so we can get out of other people's timeline and into our own. Tip number one, evaluate your already spoken for time. What do you have going on right now? That's basically what this is saying. Before you commit to something, take a day and think about all the things you have going on in a day or a week and the time set aside to do those things. Commit too soon and you'll find yourself rearranging your schedule just to please someone else. Only do this if it's life or death or a business deal that you can't pass up. Tip number two, are you a good manager? This goes along with number one, but honestly ask yourself, are you focused and on top of the projects you're already doing now? If you're struggling with keeping up with your own things, then it is not a clever idea to take on someone else's project or add more to your already dwindling list of things to do. It's not selfish to think of you first. Remember, self-care is the best care. Tip number three, please don't feel bad. You better not. You know, and I'm going to be transparent here, most times people think if they take on the world, so to speak, it makes them look busy. It makes them feel important and makes them look credible or reliable to others. And the lie detector test determined that's a lie. But hey, I used to be that girl too, whether in church or on my job doing favors for close friends. I always took on more than I could chew. While I felt important, my body was saying otherwise. So don't feel bad about telling people no. Listen, this goes back to knowing what you can handle and evaluating your own plate. If you can't do it, you can't do it. And please don't allow anyone to waste your time. If you make time for someone and they mess that time up, no. Move on because you have better things to do. Tip number four, do you care about your health? Okay, picking up from the last tip, my stress level and blood pressure was through the roof. I knew I had taken on too much, but I was too ashamed to say it or give it back because I felt as though it would make me not look credible. There's a saying that says, if you die today, someone else will do your job tomorrow. And that's the truth. Most of the time, before your body even gets cold, they're already looking for someone else to fulfill the job. That's sad, right? Stress is the number one silent killer in America, so you better get your mind right. You only get one body, and we don't get nine lives, and most times, second chances. So, what I'm trying to say is, if you don't have to do it, don't. If you have too much on your plate already, just pass the buck. We got 5.5 months left in this year. Sometimes we can spend so much time on other people's projects, unless it's a part of your business, until we forget our own. We become focused on stressing out over someone else's dream while ours is hanging out in the background. Don't let keeping the buck affect your attitude, health, or overall goals, because this is your time to not get stuck, but to pass the buck. Shift responsibility to taking care of yourself first, whether spiritually, mentally, or physically. After all, isn't that what they tell you to do when you take a flight? Put the air mask on you first before you try to help someone else? That's the principle of life. Remember this, and it's one of my favorite quotes. It also helps relieve stress if practiced daily, and I'm sharing it with you for free, and it's this. If it's not making me money, if it's not making me happy, and if it's not making me better, then I'm not making time for it. Okay? So, well, that's all the time I have for today. Remember, there's a new podcast episode every first Sunday, which is hashtag Sunday's Thoughts or Sunday Word. There's also a Thursday's Tip podcast episode every second Thursday of the month. So if you like episodes such as this one, make sure you listen and subscribe. It's totally free. And whatever platform you're listening on will let you know when there's a new episode. You know, just subscribe, okay? If you like this type of content, all right? Listen, I hope you got something out of today's episode. Think about what you want to do within these next 5.5 months. You don't have to wait to the beginning of the year. You can start putting some things into practice right now. I'll talk to you again soon. See ya. That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Rashonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. You can follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Feel free to share the episodes while you're here. Also, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart, because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening.